This work belongs to the group Escombros, a group of conceptual artists consisting of Luis Pasos, Hector Pupo, Horacio de Alessandro, David Edwards, Hector Ochoa, and Juan Carlos Romero, who during the 1990s resumed the public street and activist tradition of art. Their creations addressed the social-political reality of Argentina through various mediums such as installations, manifestos, murals, objects, posters, poems, engravings, etc. In 2003, the group created an installation using the element of bread, which functions both as an object and a discourse, assumed in the interventions as a symbol. There are 12 intervened and/or modified breads: strangled bread, crushed bread, disappeared bread, tortured bread, golden bread, starving bread, spiked bread, imprisoned bread, burned bread, mummified bread, and stabbed bread. The series is accompanied by tocapan, a hand and a bread that spin endlessly and never meet. The work, called The Inaccessible Object, plays with the rules of contemporary art. It synthesizes material and conceptual operations, especially careful in visual impact. From a conceptual state with clear and direct associations, it invites us to think from a critical and human rights perspective about the incongruity of the existence of hunger in a food-producing country, and the problem of the absence of essential rights implied by the right to life: food, health, work, housing, and education. In the last 40 years of democracy, although we have achieved institutional stability without coups, orthodox free market policies have prevailed in almost half of this period, preventing democracy from being unequivocally the political regime that guarantees access to rights for the vast majority. This is a consequence of state reforms that restrict protectionist policies against the excesses of capitalism in its strive to maximize profits regardless of social cost. The current critical situation is a result of this long history of our country, marked by coups and market shocks that occurred when some governments tried to limit the corporate interests of capital sectors and advance in the expansion of rights.